present, how do you get the spirit in the classroom from the teacher to the students in such a way that it will be a meaningful experience to them?
First, you have to know, they have to know that you love them, that you want to teach them. And then you have to communicate on their level. We can float around above them, and even in the gospel, about subjects that they can't connect with. That isn't what the Lord did. The Lord walked with them and talked with them and in everyday life, and his teachings were on that level, always. If you have something to teach, they really want to learn. Teenagers especially, want to learn. They have a thirst for it. A lot of teachers think they have to be prepared to the every sentence. Yes and no, if that preparation includes having it loose enough to involve them, to having them ask them questions and bringing them into it. But you have to leave a little room for inspiration. So we have a memory prompter in the Holy Ghost. If we have a challenge of something to teach and we think about who we are and what we do, there's always some little experience we've had or some place we've been or something we've seen that we can bring into the lesson. And the scriptures are part of all of that. It isn't just a book you read now and again or to figure out the rules and regulations of the church. Quite a bit of teaching that's done in the church is done so rigidly, it's lecture. We don't respond to lectures too well in classrooms. We do in sacrament meeting and at conferences, if you'd call the preachments a lecture. But it can be two-way, so that you can ask questions. If you can sponsor questions easily in a class, suppose you were teaching the martyrdom of the prophet Joseph Smith. Here you are, a church history teacher, and you've studied it all, and you know that it's on June the 27th in 1844 at 5 p.m. in the Carthage jail when the prophet was shot. If you ask him what time of day and where and so on, the prophet shot, none of them will know. You didn't know before you read the manual. But you can say, what brought him to that? What do you think brought him to that? The minute you say what you think, they have something to say. They can contribute. Even the students that are the most backward will have something to say. So there's a way to handle questions and to monitor and manage the class. Respond to questions. Feel free to ask questions in a class. You can't give away something you haven't got any more than you can come back from someplace you haven't been. So you've got to have the Spirit.